There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Protesters today in Washington saying arrest Henry Kissinger because of war crimes. Senator John McCain really lashed out. We're going to let you hear that in a second. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you across this great nation here on America Tonight. So this is a little slice from earlier in the day in D.C. Here's what happened. The Capitol Police scurried to try to get the people, the demonstrators, out of the hearing. It was a hearing with former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. And all of a sudden, this was at the opening of a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on national security and global challenges. So Kissinger was there, and a bunch of other former Secretaries of State were testifying. And the people were so close to Kissinger, practically blowing out his eardrum, screaming, arrest Henry Kissinger for war crimes. It lasted for a couple of minutes. You heard some of the yelling there. And then eventually the officers, the Capitol officers, led those people that were disrupting the hearing and trying to get under the skin of Henry Kissinger, just hauled them off. But here's John McCain, the senator who chairs that committee. Here's what he had to say.
I've been a member of this committee for many years, and I have never seen anything as disgraceful and outrageous and despicable as the last demonstration that just took place about, you know, you're going to have to shut up or I'm going to have you arrested. If we can't get the Capitol Hill police in here immediately, get out of here, you low-life scum.
Oh, you got to love that. McCain unplugged. He finally had enough. He already said, get out of here, you low-life scum. And, of course, Kissinger is controversial because of the Vietnam War, the bombing campaign in Cambodia during the war and some other things that happened. But McCain's tied to the war. We all know that. He certainly has a very personal connection to Kissinger. And, you know, remember, McCain was in prison in Hanoi during the Vietnam War. So there you go. And this Thursday hearing, during the Thursday hearing, you know, McCain thanked Kissinger for saving his honor. As McCain likes to say, when you ask him the story, he says that he would be brought home in the same order as the other prisoners. You know, otherwise it would be implying favoritism, because McCain's father was a 4-star admiral in the Navy. Some people don't remember that. But when he was imprisoned in Vietnam during the Vietnam War, Kissinger was said to have refused an offer to bring him home during the final talks to end the war. And McCain defends that because of not showing favoritism. So there you go. The biggest thing to happen on the Hill, though, is the cockamamie—that's what I'm going to call it—tug of war over the Keystone Pipeline. Nothing like settling an issue so quickly in D.C., huh? Thousands and thousands and thousands of taxpayer dollars to go over this again and again and again and again since 2008. So here's the upshot, the latest thing that happened. The Senate passed the legislation on Thursday approving the Keystone XL oil pipeline, but that sets up that veto showdown with the White House. What's interesting here is you had a lot of Democrats that decided to join the Republicans. When I say a lot, almost 10, 9 Dems hooked up with 53 Republicans to back the measure. I mean, the big sticking point is this, is the environment, and oh, wait, we need more studies, versus what the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is saying, that it would support thousands of American jobs. And the President's State Department has said it would do this with minimal environmental impact. And see, that's the thing. The State Department's report does say that. And a previous report cleared it as well. And this is the problem. Therein lies the rub. Because if the reports had said, no, this is dicey, man, we are flip a coin, not so sure, here's what we found, but it was cleared all the way across the board, and then suddenly, now there had to be more hoops to jump through. And this is why we are mired in this, and we're blowing a lot of dough arguing over the Keystone pipeline. So will it bust out? Will that veto limited, will, you know, say no to it? I think that we're going to see it shelved for 2 years, and then whoever else comes in, we'll see where it goes from there. I mean, I honestly think, I could be wrong about this, but I honestly think if for some reason Hillary Clinton gets in versus the Republican pageant of however many now are declaring, if that happens, I know some of you are having a heart attack at this moment because we got right of right, left of left, and somewhere in between. Let's just say if that were to happen, I've just been told by a little birdie on the wall that Hillary would not veto the Keystone pipeline. I don't know that she's so much saying that, and we'll see what happens in the debates, but I'm just telling you what I have heard from somebody who knows the Clintons pretty well. How about the measles? Have you ever had the measles? The CDC is issuing a stern warning, enough to scare the bejesus out of anyone, to be honest. I've been looking at a whole bunch of stories on this, and I remember getting the measles vaccination when I was a kid because they wouldn't let us go to school without the vaccination. And I think I was a squirmy worm because I still have the mark on my arm. But the number of measles cases in the U.S. in January has surpassed what we've had before. 84 measles cases in 14 states. And you can say, well, 84, but it's highly contagious and it can spread like wildfire. And there's this whole debate over who's vaccinated, who's not. Show me your vaccination. Kids are being told to stay home from school. And would you be surprised to learn that it started in Disneyland, and that case, that first case that came into Disneyland, came through from somewhere else, another country. Someone brought the virus back to the U.S. And so it is spreading. It is very contagious. If they say, if a person is vaccinated, it's 90% effective. So there you go. But this goes to what happens when people get on planes and how things are transported. We went to Grenada last year just about this time and went to the virologist conference, and that's exactly the kind of things we discussed. How in this world, global world that we live in with all the traveling, how things are transported from country to country. Coming up here on America Tonight, getting you ready for the Super Bowl, a conversation with USA Today's Regina Lewis, whose husband happened to play football for a couple of professional teams. I didn't even know that. And we talk about what do you do when you go to a Super Bowl party? You know, the squares, the conversation, what happens when you go to a Super Bowl party? Seems silly, huh? Except for that it's the biggest celebration in this country versus, especially eating-wise, versus Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's number one, and the Super Bowl is number two. Some people take the next day off, in fact. Also, Diana Deem is going to join us, and she's about sustainability, and she argues why going green is not what you think. You know how I feel about some of the things like the light bulbs, etc., but we talk about it, and she's got some interesting things to say about that, too, as well. Plus, at the tail end of the show, Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo. Kick back. We're going to square the circle next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Super Bowl Sunday finally is almost here. One of our favorites to bring back on the show, Regina Lewis. She's a consumer reporter for USA Today. She does some work with Comcast and Xfinity, too, as well, because we've talked to her a lot about some of our woes with broadband and people sharing in the house and all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about Super Bowl party stuff this time around. And, Regina, a little bird told me, and I had no idea about this, that your husband played for the Redskins. Is that right?
Yeah, he played briefly for them back in the year that he went to the Super Bowl. He was one of the replacements and was a starter at Virginia Tech, played briefly for the Chargers before getting injured in the Patriots camp. So he's a big football guy, currently a high school football coach, which means I have a lot of very large man children in my home. Like, they sit on your couch and you realize, like, they're only 17 or 18, all 330 pounds of them.
Wow. What's your husband's first name?
His name is John. John Count.
There you go. Know the name. Wow. How about that? That's crazy. So you know everything about football, right? You're Miss X's and O's.
I borrow some of the analogies. And I will tell you, it's very interesting. I think it's a culture, right? I mean, either, and he's old school, so he's, you know, like, if you're a starting lineman, they know what you have for breakfast, they know your grades, they know everything. So it's kind of military-like, I think, at a certain level.
I love it. So Super Bowl is a big deal in your house. It's a big deal to a lot of people. It's the second biggest gorging, we'll call it holiday, because it's almost like a holiday in America. It's crazy. But yeah, it is a big deal. And in a way, what's really cool about the Super Bowl is people get together. Sometimes this is the thing on their calendar after the holidays. They don't see people for a while. And here it is, back to the Super Bowl, and people get together. So if you're hosting a party, what's the most important thing? To make sure you have enough food?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, having overdone the food thing for a long time, it's very interesting. I also do some work with Nutrisystem. The single biggest diet start day for men is the Monday after Super Bowl.
Wow.
I don't think nobody wants to overeat, right? Nobody ever thanks you for, you know, thanks for the extra 2 pounds. So I think you can be smart about that. I also think you can be cost efficient about that. So popcorn, good example, not crazy on the calorie front. Pennies per person in terms of the preparation, and it smells like a stadium. So I think that's a win across the board, and you don't have to overdo the food. They're there to see the game. They're there for the camaraderie, the company, the cheering. Most people don't come to a Super Bowl party for the food.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. One thing you didn't have to worry about before, and I mentioned this when I was talking about, you know, who you work for and what you do, is we weren't so worried about our cell phones in the past or checking up on a million different things. So Wi-Fi is really big when you have a lot of people at your house, isn't it?
Whether you have 5 people or 50 people, the number one thing, I mean, just think about it, Kate. They walk in, what's the first thing they say? Hey, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Yep.
And you can give that, right? That's one option. And certainly, as you mentioned, I work with Comcast Xfinity, so you're going to have the best of the best. But you can also have a separate kind of extender, if you will. In fact, they call it a gateway combination router. And you create a hotspot. I mean, your home almost becomes a Starbucks. And you say to people, yeah, it's a hotspot. Have at it. They're thrilled because they're not eating into their precious and pricey wireless minutes. You don't have to give out your password, and you don't slow down your network. But those are the kinds of things, and I'm glad you brought it up. You know, you've got days to work with now, but you can make those kinds of adjustments, because you can have the best food in the world and then you're going to have someone bummed out on your couch because they can't Facebook, tweet, or text somebody.
Absolutely. And one of the things also that I think, I think that's huge. But besides that, one of the things that's really, really big is the gaming that goes on. Do you do the squares? I mean, how many people do the squares where you buy a square?
I think a lot of people do the squares. In fact, my husband gave me a whole square lesson last night because I said, you know, come on, there's got to be some strategy. And it's like first come, first serve. People do the squares, and there are variations on the squares. To speed it up, you can do squares not just, you know, by game, by quarter, by play. So if you search online for Super Bowl games plus squares, you'll see all kinds of variations. So it just depends on how intense you want it to be, but a lot of options there.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you limit the amount of people? Because your house with you know, the big man children and all that, do you limit the amount of people? Do you have to have a ticket? Is it like the big neighborhood party and a secret invite guest list?
Oh, my God, you are too funny. No, but I'll tell you what I do. I force people to pick sides because invariably people come, they're like, my team's not playing, I'm not into it. Like, if you're a hater, then you can go to the basement, you can do whatever you want. But if you want to be in the main viewing area, we put a line down the middle of the room. Last year we used duct tape. In the past we've used string. And you pick a side, and you become an instant fan. And I think that forces a certain participation level. And also we DVR the game, because especially if it's at your home, invariably you miss an ad, you miss some of the action, and you want to see it again later. So don't forget to do that.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool thing you could do, too. I just thought about this. I mean, obviously, we talk about ads, and then they rate them the next day, and how many people watched, and was this the best ad? But you could even do that as you go along, couldn't you?
Yeah, and actually, that's one of the games. So one of the things that we do on the way in is we have blank pieces of poster board, all kinds of markers out, and people make fan posters, the same thing that you would hold up in a stadium, and we try to keep it clean, but adults get very creative, and the kids, you know, young girls in particular, look at really elaborate. I know this pains you, but they'll like, you know, cut out Tom Brady's head from a Sports Illustrated magazine and make these elaborate posters. And so, you know, it buys you some time. And if you have people who aren't paying attention to the game, especially young kids, say, hey, hit the basement, hit the backyard. Your assignment is a halftime show. And then they come up and perform. So there's a lot of things that you can do that are really, I mean, literally cost you push for 75 cents, right, at the grocery store. That are cheap, but it just takes a little creativity and a little, I think, forethought.
Yep, I love it. All right, it'll be fun. Have fun at your Super Bowl party. Regina Lewis, thanks for coming on.
Okay, thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bye-bye. All right, interesting what Regina had to say there about the Super Bowl and parties and how you do the parties and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Because if you look at it, with the Seahawks and the Patriots, I know there's a lot of you that root for both those teams, but there's a lot of people that don't. There's a lot of Cowboy fans in this audience, Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans, Detroit Lion fans. I mean, you know, you pick it, whatever, across the board, because it's the thing about being a fan. You're crazy about your team. So some of the prop bets are interesting, and that's a popular thing that happens in Vegas, some of the prop bets that they put up. So, for example, a safety is paying around 5-1. At the MGM Sportsbook, I looked some of this up, 70 of the first 71 bets on will there be a safety were yes, and 94% of the safety tickets at the Super Book were on yes. So they have a lot of interesting bets that people take advantage of for fun, like coin toss is another one, heads or tails, you know, which way are you going on that? And the Nevada sportsbooks are actually clamped a little bit. They're limited by gaming regulations as to what prop bets they can do. So some of the bizarre options are really more available offshore at online books, that kind of stuff, where kind of the gray area you can tip into. You can't so much at the sports books. And speaking of gray is favored to be the color of the Patriots coach Bill Belichick's trademark hoodie. So there's even something about the trademark hoodie. You gotta love that, man. You have to love that they're actually looking at a bet like that. At the Stratosphere, they think there's a good chance that the Super Bowl will go into overtime for the first time. You know, when we did our Nail the Score thing, Grimm said he thought it would end in a tie. So, like the safety, that overtime is paying, that I mentioned, is paying about 5-1. And that's been kind of an interesting bet. If you just look straight up, the Seahawks at 4-2, that's the win, would be, that could be rougher for sports books if you're talking 4-1 odds of them winning the Super Bowl. But there's all kinds of other little nuances of what they could get away with, of what some of the prop bets are. Like I said, the coin toss is always a really super big deal. And every once in a while, somebody nails that, and that becomes huge news, of course, when somebody gets that bet that they're not expecting to hit, where they put something down on a toss or something down on who scores first. That's popular, too. Who are we going to see strike first? Is it going to be the Seahawks or is it going to be the Patriots? And then often, what are we going to see touchdown-wise from Russell Wilson, for example, versus Tom Brady? And Vegas, besides actually being at the Super Bowl or being at one of these parties where you go to your friend's house or whatnot, Vegas is actually one of the places that is just on fire when it comes to watching the Super Bowl. And the reason why is because it's like a candy store, people watching all the screens, being excited about the event, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, should be interesting to say the least. Hope you have fun at whatever you do on Super Bowl Sunday. Maybe you're not even going to watch the game, hey? Stay with us.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I know you're all listening to those nooks and crannies, and we have a lot of debates going on about green. Very excited to welcome to the show Diana Deem, and she's all about sustainability. In fact, she's got a great website called sustainabilitynewsandentertainment.com. Diana, thanks so much for coming on. And by the way, I hear you dodged a bullet because you weren't back in Nashua, New Hampshire, where, of course, we're on the big station there, because in some parts, 33 inches of snow. That's insane.
It sure is, Kate. Thanks for having me today. Yeah, it was. I spoke with my family, and they said, you're lucky where you are. I'm on the West Coast today, and it's actually sunny and probably going to be about 70. So, yeah, I dodged a bullet.
Woo! So first of all, tell me how you got into the whole sustainability thing.
Oh, my goodness, Kate. Well, that was probably 20 years ago. I'm old. And most recently, about 5 years ago, I was asked to start a radio show. I had spent most of my time working with Fortune 500 companies and building strategy around, you know, environmental health and safety. And then that transitioned into corporate social responsibility and then into sustainability. Like, how do we make money and be sustainable at the same time? So how do we make a profit? How do we make a profit while making a difference? And then when the show started, a friend said, would you mind, putting something together? I think the world needs to hear about. And that was 5 years ago. And as you know, we were in the pit of the market, and everybody was scared and fearful. And I thought, you know what? There's so many people out there innovating and creating some of the most fascinating and impactful and tangible, you know, transformative and fun, you know, sustainable solutions to the planet, and they're making money at it. So I felt, okay, maybe this can be a tool for people to sort of listen to and a platform for people to leverage. So that's kind of how I got into it.
So, you know, it's interesting, and you talk about that, making money, what can we do environmentally, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of naysayers who say, wow, that's just, you know, it's such an agenda. It's such an agenda with the whole green thing. And, of course, there have been some flubs, and we know that, with solar panels and some other things that have happened. But how do you respond to that? How do you tell people, wait, it's not necessarily the green monster maybe that you think it is?
Yeah, that's such a good question, and I think we need to have more discussions like that.
Yes.
Thanks for nailing it. Yeah. I mean, I look at it in a number of different ways, okay? So I look at climate, I look at water scarcity, I look at, you know, energy opportunities, and, you know, is it a fossil fuel issue? Is it a clean tech issue? I look at our waste, you know, our oceans are filling up, and, you know, with trash and plastics, and I also look at our, you know, our landfills, our earth, and we're running out of space. So if we look at population growth, today it's 7 billion, you know, in 2020 we're expecting about 12 billion. So we're looking at the core issues that make it really simple, you know, like how do we eat? How do we put a roof over our heads? How do we have water? And in many cases, you know, how do we, you know, have heat and that sort of security? And that's sort of a key issue. So I look at that, and then I look at where people are investing today. Right. So we've got these, you know, top billionaires like Warren Buffett, for example. He's investing $15 billion into the clean energy sector. You know, the Ted Turners of the world, you know, he's been quoted as saying, you know, clean energy tech is the greatest business opportunity the world's ever seen. You know, Elon Musk building Tesla and Panasonic investing, you know, $30 million in, you know, electric cars. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that this would be happening? You know, so if we look at the bridge between population growth, we look at the bridge to, you know, like, for example, China is the number one, you know, highly populated, then India, then the U.S. So what are we going to do about that? And how can we make it, you know, innovative to shift and move forward? It's just like, you know, I like to use the example in World War II, right? We had the automotive industry starting to ramp up. We had people going to war. We had all kinds of moving parts, and we tried, you know, we were in survival mode, right? I feel like we're in somewhat of survival mode right now. Actually, we are in survival mode, so we need to shift that. What did we do back then? We pulled, you know, anybody that was here not at war, we shifted the automotive industry. Unfortunately, at the time, it was for weapons. But we built that very quickly. So if we look at how history is repeating itself and we look at the opportunity at hand right now, you know, we're looking at the Dow Jones. We're looking at, you know, these investment companies. They're focused in on how do we move, you know, solar forward because they see the value and the money in it. You know, you put solar in, you invest in solar, and then it's free. You're harvesting the sun. You know, so
yeah.
Same thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, the other question is, too, when we say that, and you make great valid points, talking about the landfills, absolutely all of that, The one thing that you would hear from middle America, and you know this because this has to be one of the things like Warren Buffett investing, and there's a reason for that. How do we do it bigger, badder, cheaper, right? So people say, oh, I get it. I'm not going to complain. It's not going to cost me a gazillion dollars for my electricity, because that's the other argument you'll get.
Right. And that's the core. So we as investors, personal investors, you know, I'm in that bucket. You know, I'm middle America myself, and,
yeah.
And so many people are too. So I'm looking at, all right, how do I survive in this world where, wow, you know, if I, you know, save the money to put solar on my rooftop, I actually did this on a boat just to see what it'd be like, you know, let's put solar on there and see when we're out to sea. I mean, that's your living off the grid, so to speak. But when you're out to sea, how am I utilizing or how am I getting my power? Well, I'll tell you, it made it very comfortable at sea to have solar to be able to rely on so that you weren't, you know, generating, you didn't have to turn your engines on and use the fuel to generate the energy, right? And you're on a sailboat and you're generating wind generation as well. So it has a lot to do, Kate, I think, with just shifting our thinking into, wait a minute, how can I save money, right? Because I need to do that.
Right.
To survive. How can I obtain the things that I really want to obtain while, you know, doing this in a very innovative way? Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Save money, innovative, all good. Who's complaining about that? Yeah, you know.
And then but the other thing that's really exciting after these last 5 years of interviewing people around the world, and one of the things I'd love to throw out there, especially for middle America, and this is what I'm trying to do myself, is how am I creating new products? You know, that I see this as a sweet spot for many of your listeners to really think about. You know, how are we developing and building 100% recyclable products so nothing will go to our landfills, our oceans, or our earth? Right? How are we building them from recycled products? How are they compostable or how are they biodegradable? So we get away from having anything go into landfill. That, I think, is the sweet spot for innovation for we middle America and even, you know, developing countries and these big Warren Buffetts and the Ted Turners of the world and the Elon Musks of the world. They see it. So if we adopt that and we also look at ways to innovate on our own and create, there's some real opportunity out there that I had no idea was out there as a middle America, you know, person.
Right. So you just have to dig a little, do a little research, and you might be surprised what door you would open, correct?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's,
you know,
all good
the
stuff.
The other thing. Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is I'm learning from, say, for example, the Navy. You know, I'm a big sailor, so I got to throw this in. The Navy's deploying, you know, green fleets. They're saving so much money, but it's also a security support system that we never would have thought about. You know, so say, for example, you know, we've got a Navy ship. I just interviewed a captain of the Navy a couple of weeks ago, and he was basically, guy, we need to be off the grid. If we're going to do our job and support security for this nation, you know, we don't want people to know where we are. We can do that through renewable energy, for example.
Mm. There
crazy.
You go.
It's amazing, isn't
yep,
it?
Yep, off the grid. So you've done all these interviews. This is a tough question because people ask me this all the time. I've interviewed over 12,000 people. What was the interview that impacted you the most? That was just,
oh
wow,
God.
I can't believe it.
There's yeah. so many, wow, I can't believe it, Kate. Kate, there's just, you know, I have to throw a couple out of there.
Okay.
You sit back and go, oh my gosh. The Formula E, for example, you know, the Formula One.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the Formula One and NASCAR are really taking some great strides right now to, you know, ensure that their gatherings, you know, the NASCAR races are zero waste, for example. Okay, that's like, whoa, what, really? So everything that comes in and goes out of a race, for example, they're trying to, in fact, make sure it's zero waste. So it's how you buy materials, you know, biodegradable, compostable, or recyclable products so that when the output is about to happen, that it's all completely in a closed loop system, meaning it's 100% recyclable or reused. The Super Bowl this coming Sunday, I've been working and talking greatly with the NFL Green Team, and they're behind the scenes. And last year, you know, in New York, they were able to get to 98% zero waste. So this is pretty mind-blowing stuff. They're really thinking through how to have these large events with low impact on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and they're making money at you know, like a lot of these things are considered souvenirs, so why not sell them? You know,
yeah.
or give them away.
Yeah.
So, and then the Formula E, for example, that was another interview that blew my mind. It was all about how do we race cars, electric cars. You know, what's the buzz? It's literally a buzz. It's not the revving, you know, of the engines. It's the revving of an engine in a different way. But they're able to go from zero to, you know, 145 miles an hour in seconds. So it's shifting the automotive industry, you know, a.k.a. Tesla, for example, or Dodge, or you see all these new hybrids coming out. So I think, actually, the most important interview I've had is with our next generation. I really firmly believe that if we educate students, we excite them, you know, we support them, we love them, and we get the heck out of the way, they have the answer, but the key is supporting them. So,
yeah,
but, I don't know. There's so many things.
That's good.
For Ashton.
I love that. Next generation. Well, wow. You gave us some things to think about for sure. Dana D, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thank you ever so much. I'd love to invite you on SNE today as well.
Absolutely. You got it.
Take good care.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
America tonight. And coming up, it's one of my favorite things we do, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. That's when we invite Nathan Reeder into the Lion's Den, and we talk about some of the other things that are making news. Are you up for the task, Nathan?
Sure, sure.
What if he said no? What would I do? I'd have to get one of you to call in and help me out. All right, it's time for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, you're going to love this one because, you know, in we've got a great affiliate in Nashua, New Hampshire. They had 33 inches of snow in Nashua. Can you imagine? And in a lot of parts of New England, they had just tons of snow. They really got the snow, Nathan, versus New York City or Philadelphia or South Jersey. It really fell. The weather people were a little bit off. It really fell all over Boston and basically New England, right? So they had to dig out at various levels of snow, however awful it was. You're from Minnesota, so you know how bad that can be. But how about this? The Secretary of State, John Kerry, was fined $50 for not shoveling his sidewalk in Boston. Yeah, exactly. Why? Well, he was in Saudi Arabia. He was going to the funeral of King Abdullah.
No excuse.
Exactly. All the little people have to shovel or hire someone to shovel. He didn't clear the snow from the sidewalk. And in Boston, that's a no-no because people slip and fall and it's a hazard.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I agree. It's just really, it's dumb. It's not dumb. I don't like it.
Yeah, it seems so silly, doesn't it? But it's a big deal. I know when I was a kid, we had to clear the snow in front of our house because we're liable if somebody fell and slipped on the snow. And sometimes we got some pretty horrific storms. So I understand what that's all about. So you're saying it's bingo?
Yeah, I'm kind of saying it's bingo.
Yeah, I think it's bingo, too. How about this? A father and son bagged a 700-pound bear in North Carolina. Can you imagine? How do you bring down a 700-pound, boar, which is a big difference from a bear. That's a wild hog. That's crazy. These wild hogs can kill you.
700-pound?
700 pounds.
Gosh.
That's nuts, isn't it? A single shot, they say.
One shot, and they took it down?
Yeah, I saw a picture of it. It was incredible. It's just like a giant piece of flesh with fur on it. It's scary. That's scary to me, wild hogs.
Yep.
I mean, feral pigs are very common in North America, but they usually top out at around 200 pounds or so.
Yeah, 700 is just... That is insane.
But check it out. That's not the record. In 2007, listen up, Bama people, an 11-year-old Alabama boy killed one that weighed in at about half a ton.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what is it? Shred it, bingo, fruits and nuts?
I'm going to go with fruits and nuts. Merely because of that size.
That size is crazy, but you know what? You can sell that overseas, and they can make a ton of money because they use that for sausage and things.
Yeah, what is boar taste like?
I don't know. Ugh. I can't even think about it now that we've brought it up on the air. And I'm not adverse to certain things. Like, I've had, you know, antelope. I've had all kinds of things.
I saw an elk burger on a menu today on my
radio. Ooh, a lot of people like elk. Mm-hmm. They say it's good. It's lean. I don't know. Something about Bambi and all that kind of stuff is kind of weird. Okay, so how about this? Here's the deal. The University of New York, right, they say that gender-specific salutations are now a no-no. So the school sent out a memo barring professors and other people in the staff within the graduate program from addressing students with titles like Mr. and Mrs., and it's effective this spring, you know, in a couple months here, and they want to eliminate the use of gender salutations and references to students and prospective students, so they don't want that. It's just a name. No more Mr., Ms., Ms., all that kind of stuff. What do you think?
I think it's complicated, and yeah, it's part of the changing political correctness field, but I mean, I understand when it happens, so, and it's awkward for everybody if it's misused. So maybe I understand.
Bingo then.
Yep.
Yeah, it might be bingo because especially it is. If you say Mr., well, that can be a dude. You know, he's not master if he's in his 20s or whatever. But for a woman, maybe not Mrs. Maybe not liking Ms. Maybe not liking Miss. It's kind of confusing. I agree. So it's probably good. Let it just roll out. Makes sense to me. Okay, here's one for you. Too bad we don't live in Colorado. Colorado's marijuana experiment was supposed to raise tax revenue for the state and the schools, but a state law might give some of the money directly back to residents. So this approved constitutional amendment requires Colorado to pay back taxpayers when the state collects more than the limit in the formula that they came up with based on inflation and population growth. The lawmakers don't want to put pot taxes back into people's pockets, but the people want it. So now everybody, whether they could be anti-marijuana or whatever, they may get a check in the mail for that tax money, whatever it is. Even if it's $50, they could all be making a profit from pot.
I am all for this. I am. I don't understand how something that is making so much money for the state can ever be considered to repeal that kind of. Yeah, sure. Yeah, they overdid it, but keep going.
Yeah, so bingo. I say bingo, too. If that's what they decided they were going to do, then people should get some money back.
Yep.
Because they voted for it, so it doesn't matter whether you voted for it or not. You live in Colorado, so you should benefit. If everybody else is going to benefit, you're not going to say no to it. That, I mean, that makes sense. Definitely. Absolutely. All right, speaking of pot, a Seattle pot producer is rolling 12,000 joints for, yes, the Super Bowl. 12,000 joints. You know when you go into those grocery stores and you see people getting papers? Most likely that's kind of what we're talking about here. It's a medical marijuana retailer, and they're anticipating Hawk fans will want a Super Bowl, get it, for the big game. So the employees at Solstice are working around the clock to come up with 12,000 joints for their 12-pack promotion ahead of Sunday. It works out to about 180 to 220 joints made during an 8-hour shift. So if you work there, you got to be getting your groove on, because that's how many you're supposed to produce.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? Fruits and nuts, bingo, shred it. What do you think?
I think it's shredded, only that it's just like any other thing that gets a whole bunch of business when there's something going on.
Yeah, can you imagine sitting there, the pressure? Hurry up, man. Roll those joints. 180. You're at 125. That's not fast enough. Come on. Come on. Crush it. You need to crush it. I mean, that would be so great. I would be terrible at it, I will tell you that, by the way. Probably be all over the floor. I can just imagine trying to do that. But I think it's a hilarious story, I have to say. I mean, you know, the pressure to roll joints at that company, it's just, that's just a crazy.
Really, they're having people sit down and hand roll.
Yes.
Joints.
Yes.
Why aren't they using a machine?
I don't know. I think they should be using some kind of a machine. There's got to be a way to do that. Come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. And speaking of not making sense, one quick one here. We know we had the whole Deflategate and where the football is deflated. Did the New England Patriots do that? So for the Super Bowl, the NFL is going to keep track of 5 times more footballs than for a typical game. It includes whether they are properly inflated or not. They're going to have added security around all the footballs because of the investigation. So instead of getting 11 of 12 footballs deflated, they hope that they'll all be inflated correctly. So is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
Well, it's bingo because it just happened, and like with anything that happens and upsets everyone, now they have higher restrictions or at least paying attention.
That's right. They go overboard.
But also shredded because it's overboard.
Yeah. Deflated, inflated, whatever. It's going to be an interesting Super Bowl, to say the least. All right. Thanks very much, Nathan Reeder. Fruits and nuts, shredded, and bingo. That's it, and I'm out.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.